Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It's Fun Friday, and summer is here. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and Cousin Linda is with us. Yay. Glad I'm not solo. So, of course, this will be probably about a 25, 30-minute broadcast, so just letting you all know it won't be an hour. So let's go ahead and cut to the chase and talk about Fun Friday things. Hot topics, continue talking about etiquette, proper etiquette. I just seen a segment on Inside Edition where they interviewed a former stewardess, and she talked about proper etiquette when traveling on by plane. And I'm sure Cousin Linda have a lot of traveling advice. I just follow instructions when I'm traveling, plane, bus, driving, road trip. I have yet been on a train yet, so, but follow instructions. And we all know to have good manners, but the things that they discussed on Inside Edition, oh, my God, just something. Cousin Linda, we can go ahead and talk about what you would like to talk about. Let's take a moment of silence, though, regarding our tourists and scientists who were lost at sea. Sadly, so many of us had hope that they would be found alive, but that wasn't the case. So let's take a moment of silence for them and for world peace as we celebrate the beginning of summer. Okay. Cousin Linda?
Yeah, I'm here. I was waiting for you.
Yes, I'm so glad you could join us.
Yeah, Bethany, I feel so much better. Thank you, and thank you for everyone in your group. Pray for me. Thank you.
Yes. God is good. You're welcome.
Okay. We're talking about etiquette on airplanes. I'm to the point where if I can afford to fly business class or first class, I do. I can't believe the way some people act getting on the plane, getting off the plane, and heaven forbid while they're on the plane. For some reason, people like to extend their seats back as far as they will go. Okay, I understand you want to be comfortable, and flying in coach is not comfortable usually, especially if you have long legs. But if they're bringing snacks or a meal or something around, can you please push your seat up so that the people's tray table that's behind you won't be all up in their laps or in their chest? And if you have bad, misbehaving children, I know people say, well, it's hard to get them to obey. No, not if you talk to them and explain to them how they're supposed to act. Now, I know being in that little cabin with all that pressure, their little ears might be popping or whatever, but I don't know. It just seems to me that people ought to have a way of calming their children down, because it is disturbing to other passengers. And pay attention to the flight attendant. I know everybody wants to look like a super duper experienced traveler, and I don't need these
right.
instructions, but the flight attendant is giving you instructions for a reason. So pay attention. Read that card that's in the back pocket on the seat in front of you. You never, ever know when you will need to follow those emergency instructions. If you can't read, no problem. The flight attendant is there giving you a demonstration on what to do. But everybody wants to look so important, like, well, I've flown 100 times. I don't need that.
Right.
I've been all over the world,
right.
and I guarantee you every flight that I have ever taken anywhere, I pay attention to that flight attendant.
Yes.
And mentioning
yeah.
the poor, poor people who perished in that submersible machine or whatever, I am just deeply hurt by that. And I'm
oh.
sure they didn't think that they would need any safety precautions or whatever. You know, they've been down there before and no problems. I won't say no problems, but they always manage to surface alive. So you just
right.
never know. You may have flown 5 billion times from one end of the earth to the other. Pay attention. You don't know when you're going to need those safety instructions. So I'm off my soapbox
exactly.
now.
You're making a great point because yeah, you're making me think now. It might have been some simple instructions that they needed to follow. I hope I don't make
mm-hmm.
anybody angry by saying that, but you're making me think. It might have been something simple that they could have done. Because
mm-hmm.
they've done it 12-plus times before. And
mm-hmm.
so what happened on the 13th time or 14th time? So, wow. So
did you
I,
see that?
And I heard the young man, was, I've seen an article with an interview with his aunt, and his aunt stated that he had became very scared right before leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The young man was down there with his father.
Yeah,
it said he did not want to go, but his father insisted this was going to be bonding time. See, that was a premonition trying to tell him don't go.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That was the voice of God saying, telling him
mm-hmm.
don't go. They talk
mm-hmm.
you know, talk them out of it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
and
I feel, too.
Yeah, you probably don't know, but I took a submarine tour in Honolulu, and we went to
uh-huh.
they say it was the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, and
wow.
I don't know how many
awesome.
Feet that we went to. I'm sure it wasn't, I don't know, we had to take a boat out to the submarine, which looked like the middle
uh-huh.
of the Pacific Ocean out there in Hawaii. But I don't know, and I didn't even think twice about it. The first time that I was
right.
going, I think it was the second day I was in Honolulu, and the tour was canceled due to bad weather, and they could not see. They were saying that visibility would have been so poor that they were not going to
mm-hmm.
take the sub down, so they told us to come back the next day. And we went back the next day, and I don't know. You know, they say the Lord takes care of crazy folks, babies, alcoholics, or whatever. I think I
right.
fit the crazy
right.
person category that day. I was not the least bit afraid of going down in a submarine to the, they say, bottom of the Pacific Ocean. It was a great
uh-huh.
tour. I enjoyed it and was not afraid for some strange reason, but I tell you,
right.
I would never have taken a tour to get to the Titanic. I think that is just
right.
too deep.
Well, in my thoughts, that's an eerie anyway, just based on what happened to the Titanic. Because I'm thinking seagulls. You know, I'm crazy too. I have crazy thoughts too. So I'm thinking, and even James Cameron, who knows much
yeah.
about the Titanic? He even said he just don't understand why they would want to do that anyway, knowing the story of the Titanic. But the
right.
founder of Ocean Gate, his wife's great-great-grandparents were the couple that decided to perish together on the Titanic. So, you know. Mm-hmm.
And I've watched the Titanic, the original movie and the James Cameron version, and it still brings tears to my eyes. Because
I can't
watch
it. I'm just going to be honest with you all. I've never watched the Titanic. I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't deal with it. Now, the documentaries I will check out.
Yeah, it's very sad. And like James Cameron was saying, I think it was James Cameron, it was somebody on TV was saying, it was due to, they didn't use the word arrogance, but I'm going to use the word arrogance on Whitehall, the builders of the unsinkable, in quotes, Titanic, and the captain who ignored all the warnings. So it was just a doomed voyage from the beginning. I mean, anything is sinkable. I don't care what you say. You know, they act like it was Noah's Ark. Well, God built this and it's not going to sink or something. No, that was a man-made thing. And any man-made thing is susceptible to failure.
And you're right. And I feel empty, like when we lost the space shuttle and lost the astronauts with the teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel that type of emptiness, because that's what happened. It's the same situation, just undersea.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear the billionaire, is he from the UK? The billionaire, I've heard that he's flown to space, too. He's like you. He just loves to be adventurous and just do.
I'm an adventurer to a certain extent. I remember when I took a trip to Portugal, Spain, and Morocco, and that was my second tour to Europe, and I went alone. And so it was like group travel. Everybody met up in our first place that we landed together. And so when the tour bus picked us up at the airport, I was asking our tour director, were there things that a person traveling solo could do? And there was a young man, he was Jordanian, but he had been living in the United States for some years in Chicago, and he had just graduated from law school. And he said he was taking this tour as kind of like a present for himself. And so he heard me talking to the tour director. And it's funny that you said adventure, because this guy asked me, he said, are you an adventurous girl? Yes. And so he said, well, I'm traveling alone. And we'll go some places together. I said, okay. So I started out going places with him, and it was two girls that were on the trip, and one of them decided she wanted to hook up with him. So she just kind of moved in and took him from me. And he and I did had a couple of meals together and were on a tour together and everything. But this other young lady, baby, she was after him hot and heavy. And I don't know what she put on him. She took him from me. But that was okay. There was a family from New York who just adopted me, and other people on the tour adopted me, and I was in good hands. But that when you said adventurous, that reminded me of him. This name was and amazing. I can remember his name. His name was Nabil Gordash. And he said,
okay.
Are you an adventurous?
Shout out to Nabil Gordash. Wherever you are, anybody that know him, he might be fun if he's listening.
He might practicing law in Chicago. But, he said, I'm an adventurous girl. And so I kind of took that, you know, as an adjective to describe me. And you notice I titled my book, Myrna's Adventure.
Right.
Yeah, that all kind of ties in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I consider myself adventurous and wild, too, but going deep to the bottom of the Titanic and I don't know. And I, as much as I'm fascinated with space, I don't know if I would get on SpaceX or anything.
Not me. I can tell you. now. I do not want to go into space. You can't get me on the Starship Enterprise, Star Trek.
No beeping you up,
no.
Huh?
No.
So you mentioned a good thing about traveling alone. Don't be afraid to travel alone. And especially practice good etiquette when you travel alone and follow instructions.
Oh, yes, because you get very good tips. Ask people at your hotel what areas are safe and what areas are not safe. Do a little research before you travel to your final destination. And don't trust everybody, especially in some areas, children. I've been in countries where you have these sweet little children who will run up to you and hug you at the same time. That happened in Italy.
I don't trust people here in the States. Look, and I haven't been around the world, but that's what I've been checking out regarding traveling. There are some countries you definitely, the crime might not be bad, but certain things like what you just mentioned, is bad.
In London, Paris.
Don't wear expensive jewelry out in certain countries. It might not be high crime, but still there are some common sense things not to do.
Exactly. But back on your airplane etiquette, I know when you're getting on the plane, if there's a line behind you, if you were trying to put your luggage in the overhead bin, you'll have time after everybody is seated to put your luggage up there. I try not to hold up that line. If there is an available overhead cabin and I can throw my luggage up in there somewhere, even if it's one overhead bin behind me or the next one or something, I do not hold up the line trying to get my luggage in place just perfectly and that close to me, because you ain't going to get off the plane no quicker than they let you off.
Right. When I do travel, ride the plane or bus, I have to do my best to immediately put my carry-on above, or if like on a bus, if they give me permission to keep it with me, make sure it's in my space and not taking over the rest of the space. But, follow instructions and have good etiquette, have good manners, respect the other passengers.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know, too, hey, respect me. Respect my space.
Exactly.
And that's one thing that the flight attendant mentioned, the former flight attendant mentioned on Inside Edition. Be quiet, boys, on Inside Edition. My apologies, listener and Cousin Linda. She mentioned that. She said if it's too heavy when you're packing and if it's too heavy, your carry-on to put above, then you need to check it in or lessen your load if it's too heavy for you to put it above so you don't hold up the line.
Right. Back in the glory days of travel, you could put it in the seat in front of you. Put it under the seat in front of you. Those days are long gone. So, it's going to have to go in the overhead bin. And some people look like they're packed for 3 weeks with those carry-on packages. I don't know
that would be me. I know. That would be me. Ooh. I'm working on it.
Oh, my God. Something ought to be checked. What is all that? I have a duffel bag and my purse, and that's it. I check luggage. But I think the next time I try, I think I'm just going to carry a few pieces, because I have a habit of overpacking. If I'm going to be gone 5 days, I usually have 15 outfits. And don't ask me why. I used to have 3 pieces of luggage. I'd have the carry-on and the large suitcase and the medium suitcase.
And then luggage for your souvenirs, right? And then luggage for your souvenirs.
That was one reason I had the 3-piece luggage set.
Right.
But times changed where you had started having to pay for that extra piece of luggage. But now it's like everybody is traveling, and you just don't know what's going to happen to your luggage. It's prone to getting lost, or it might take forever to come down on the carousel. And if you have somebody waiting to pick you up at the airport, that, you know, could be stressful. So I think I'm going to start doing like the rest of y'all. Just get a what are the dimensions, like maybe 24 inches or something for carry on.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I think I'll just roll up a couple of pairs of jeans and some T-shirts, and maybe buy a decent outfit when I get to wherever I'm going.
Because there's always that dinner occasion. Because my friend that I was with today, his children and grandchildren taking him on a cruise, and then I'm like, have you packed? And he was like, no. Then I'm thinking, well, he's going on a cruise, he's just going to take casual stuff. But then I'm thinking, I'm like, on a cruise, you even have dinner, you know, so at least take one or two pieces for, like, when there's dinner occasion, you know.
On cruises years ago, they used to make you dress for dinner. Men had to wear a coat and tie. And then the night of the captain's dinner, they wanted ladies to wear formals. Well, at the time, I didn't have a formal. And I didn't buy one. I was the only lady in there with a short dress on. But I just couldn't see myself buying a formal.
I was about to say, you were there in your sarong and your bathing suit.
No, I put on a dress. And it's so funny. They take pictures of you, you know, when you're entering the restaurant, and you're in line meeting the captain, I guess, and the purser, or you know, the different officers on the cruise. And one of them is looking at me like, "What? She's actually coming up in here in that short dress?" Well, like I said, I was not about to buy for a formal just to eat.
You was more resort. You was wearing your resort wear while everybody else were out to five.
Right. I was quite out of place, but nobody said anything. I wasn't asked to leave and all that. So, you know, I just did a faux pas, and that was that.
Right.
I'm
going to
see if I can
put
a picture.
You might have that. I'm sure you have a picture. I'm sure you have a picture of that.
Oh, I do. I do. I have a picture, and I'm going to try to find it and post it for you. But yeah, I'm in line, honey, at a formal occasion.
Everybody that emphasizes, and you are literally in your resort where...
Mm-hmm.
And that was before resort wear was the thing, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Big shout out to Duck Northwest Media, who's in our chat room again. Thank you for your support, Duck Northwest Media. And tell your friends to join us also and call us sometimes, too. And also, all of you listeners around the country, Turkey, Finland, Australia. Have you ever been to Australia, Cousin Linda? I would love to go to Australia.
No, I would too. But after I went to Singapore, I didn't think I could go any further. Because, I mean, it's, getting to Southeast Asia is so long. It takes forever, seems like. But, you know, now they have nonstop flights or whatever. But Australia was out of my price range after they started the nonstop flights, but I would love to go. I really would.
Right. I definitely would. Wow. So thank
mm-hmm.
you, Canada and Romania and Brazil, Australia, and I know Nigeria went out of top 10. Just thank you, worldwide listeners. Thank you. Hopefully soon I will be traveling with Cousin Linda some places she's been to, and some places like Australia that she haven't been to.
Yeah.
That
would be a nice
one. We'll take it on the road. We'll take it on the road and in the air and on the sea and everything.
The best thing, we're going to have to at least get a business class seat going to Australia. We can't sit cramped up.
Right, because what is that? Is that an 18-hour flight?
Close to it.
Wow.
Close to it. I think it's probably about as far as Dubai.
Wow.
Dubai was 16 hours and 25 minutes. You need to fly business class. Emirates Airways now has a premium economy class, which they have larger seats. And so maybe you won't have to fly business class. But, yeah, on these long flights, especially once you get a certain age, and they don't allow you to get up and move around on airplanes like they used to. So you have to be cognizant of blood clots. And your blood is not circulating well if you're cramped up in a little cabin space for that long. So make sure you have compression stockings or something that will kind of massage your legs. And if you can, get up and go to the restroom real often.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Wow. Our live broadcast ended right at 5 o'clock. So it's just you and I in Blog Talk Radio. So that explains why Salt Bae, another reason why he exercises often, because even though he's often on a private plane, because of those long flights. And I noticed he wear compression socks. I noticed that when he's working out, he often have on compression socks. And then I'm like, why is he wearing his compression socks? I understand now it's because of flying all those long flights.
Yeah, do
and
you
not
remember?
Just working all those hours because working all those long days, but those blood clots. I'm glad you reminded me of that because, that's something
you remember
I'm often concerned about, blood circulation.
Do you remember the singer Solomon Burke?
Yeah, I love him,
okay,
yeah.
Well, now, they say he died from that. Now, I can't remember exactly, but he was flying somewhere to do a concert overseas. I think he was going to Europe. He died on
like
the
he and B.B. King. They lived in Europe. Of musicians like him and B.B. King, they stayed out of the country more so than in the state. Oh my God! So that's the real reason he passed away, blood clots.
Well, I think so. And you know, he was real overweight too. And they
I remember.
They didn't realize he had died on the plane until they landed. But they were saying that from what I remember, they said they think that it had to do with lack of circulation or something. But I know when we used to fly to Paris, which was like 8.5 to 9.5 hours.
Now I'm thinking about Prince's different illnesses. Some of his illnesses might not have been from hip surgery. Might have been because of him always flying abroad.
Could have been. I don't know.
Wow.
But anyway, when we used to fly overseas a lot, like I said, to Paris, I would get up and walk around. I'd go, because Michael and I would be sitting in different locations. When Clarence was on there, Clarence would have a different location, and we'd get up and go visit each other. And I would even go in the galley. So sometimes the crew would be in the galley kitchen, and you could stand in there with Bill, and it was just nice. You know, you could walk from one side of the plane to the other side, getting that exercise. And then all of a sudden they come up with this thing, you know, because of terrorism. They want you to stay in your seat. And I'm
but
like,
health,
some long
health of your
like,
passengers. Health of your passengers is important. Right.
Exactly. So I started wearing compression stockings when I have long flights. And that's why I was, because I know Jamie used to try to make fun of me when I took that trip to Dubai and I flew business class. And I said, you got to realize, take into consideration my age, and I would have been cramped up on that little old seat for all those hours. See, on there, you know, they turn your seat into a bed, and you can stretch out and whatever. Yeah, they don't like for you to walk around and carry on, but I got up and TT'd as much as I could. I wanted to walk around the plane, but I didn't. You know, if they said don't walk around, because, you know, the instructions are please remain seated with your seat belt on. But I made sure I had my aisle seat. So I could get up and move.
I was trying to figure out why our Salt Bae always wearing these compression stockings. Now I understand. Because why is he always wearing his compression socks when he's working out and jogging? I'm like, why is he always wearing those? Looking like a grandpa.
Well, I can't speak for him. But
I'm like, where is in my mind?
Oh, you mean like Jackie? You keep saying Clarence. You mean like Jamie?
Jamie, I mean, yeah. Clarence must be thinking about you. Clarence must be thinking about you. You need to reach out to him.
yeah, we got text messages because I sent him a text message for Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
And we talked on the phone, I guess, about 2.5 months ago. But I don't talk to Clarence too often because Clarence is quite long-winded. He'll get on the phone and don't want to hang up.
Right.
But,
like you and I. You two must talk longer than you and I. Oh, my God.
So, if you're going to be traveling in coach, make sure you have some good compression stockings, not them little cheap things. Your blood can circulate. Mhm.
Wow. I need to Google what the Kardashians do when they travel. no telling what they do. So
well,
that might be why Tina Turner I heard Tina Turner used to do something about her blood circulation when she was like torn. So now I'm understanding why she would do this thing with her blood. Now I'm understanding why she wanted to keep her blood circulation good.
Yeah, because they say when you get a certain age, you need to move. Because that's one reason I don't grumble and complain like I used to when I have to walk to the mailbox and a little bit further to the dumpster. I said, well, at least it gets me out of the house. And when I go to the grocery store, I always park as far away as I can up until the other day when my foot swelled up on me. Bethany, you just...
That sound like gout. I used to ask mom, I used to say, well, how it feel? She said, baby, you'll know it when you feel it. It's a pain like you never experienced.
I thought the toothache was the worst thing I ever had. You don't even want...
If you can't go to the store and get your cranberry juice, order you some from Sprout or Whole Foods or Amazon.
Cranberry juice is good for gout.
Yes, and it used to work quickly when mom and I would get that cranberry juice and she would drink it. I mean, it will start working after her first glass. No joke. It even worked for Uncle Herman too. But I know we used to keep a bottle of cranberry juice. Even when mother was at the nursing home, I would make sure that she had her cranberry juice up there.
Cherry juice. I didn't know.
Cranberry juice. And it's something else. I'm going to look that up or just think for a moment what else. But it's other remedies. And that's another thing, because you post a lot of good remedies. That's something we need to talk about in the near future, too, remedies that actually work.
But, yeah, I'm like, instead of getting better, it seemed like it got worse. And it's still swollen, you know, not as much. But
because you're never sick. You just might get a little cold. But you're never sick with anything.
And so I was like, I don't know what this is. Why did it just seem like it came up on me just all of a sudden?
Maybe talking about those chitlins, Cousin Linda, last Friday. I'm not laughing at your pain, but I'm like, I haven't heard you talk about eating anything that will cause it. But I think my sister even found out that she's allergic, that when she eats shrimp, and she used to eat shrimp, but when she would eat that, it would cause gout in her arms and her shoulders or something.
Well,
and I'm like, oh, my God, I love shrimp too much. I better not get gout from shrimp.
Two of my girlfriends had to give up shellfish and red meat.
Uh-huh.
because of gout. Oh. You're my friend Priscilla, because I'm always teasing her about wherever, you know, I have to try to look at restaurants. And she said, it doesn't matter where we go. She's just going to order chicken or either a salad, because she said she has gout. And time, you know, even though knowing she had gout, she got a shrimp dish. And she said she paid for it.
Right, exactly.
You ain't got to tell her no more. She definitely avoids things that she's not supposed to eat. And I'm trying to figure out what.
And I think beans. I think there's eating too many beans. I think we that can cause gout.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not a big bean.
I don't think you're a big bean eater.
I'm not. I just can't imagine what did this. But, honey, I hope I work. Get rid of this.
Look, when I mentioned it, I put you and Coach Prime on the prayer list. Like when Coach Prime was on Instagram talking about his procedure today, even pray for him. But I said, my cousin Linda, I said, her foot is hurting and it's swollen. I said, cousin Linda, I think some of my prayer partners listen to the broadcast. They enjoy us. And they were like, we're praying for cousin Linda. Pray for our money, too. Pray for our money and everything. So come on, money prayers.
Speaking of money, today is Laverne's birthday. And tomorrow we're going to Windstar tomorrow.
Oh, so better get better. Look, you're gonna lift your way up in there, huh?
Girl, like I said, I started taking ibuprofen. I'm gonna make sure I have plenty of painkillers with me tomorrow. So in case, but I'm believing that prayer is what's working. It's that, you know, it's gonna heal me completely.
And he sure prayed on that money. He prayed on your foot. He's like praying for cousin Linda, because they have a church in Dallas too. We praying for cousin Linda in Dallas, and he even started praying for the money and everything. So, and he's a prophet. He probably could see some money.
I hope so, because me and Laverne both can really use some money.
You all riding the shuttle, or are you driving up?
We're gonna drive in the shuttle.
Oh, good.
Mhm.
Do they give you cocktails on the shuttle?
Well, no. This is through a guy who has his own independent business called Casino Rides of Dallas. So no.
I get their emails.
Well, the only thing you get is transportation. Now it was a company that used to take us over. Used to take people to Shreveport on like a Trailways bus. And when you got there, you got $10 in quarters free. You got an all-you-could-eat buffet. And they used to have people bringing around free cocktails. So that was what I used to like about Las Vegas way back in the day. These cocktail waitresses they just had tons of free cocktails.
And that's what I liked about Vicksburg casinos, too. They just bring the drinks to you.
You don't get that. Windstar ain't giving away nothing free. And like if you're playing blackjack at Windstar, you have to pay 50 cents a game just to play. 50 cents a hand.
Wow.
I mean, 50, yeah. And I was
at Choctaw used to have their own buses and shuttles. And I'm not sure if people could drink on the shuttles and the buses, but when they brought people in, oh my God. When they brought people in from Dallas, you're talking about treated like rock stars. But they just discontinued the buses and shuttles when I was there. But that was definitely a great perk for those that would ride up from Dallas. Oh, my God. They would treat. Woo.
Well, when we were going to Shreveport, I couldn't believe round-trip bus fare was $10. And like I said, you got that back, because when you got there and went on the boat, that you go to, like, you know, you sign up or just whatever. You go to the customer service, and they immediately give you that roll of $10 in quarters, and then you got the ticket for your all-you-could-eat buffet, and that's where I used to spend my money.
And that's what I love, buffets. Oh, my God, casino buffets are the best.
everybody would be upstairs gambling. Girl, I'd still be down there in the restaurant at the old.
See, that's me.
That was eat everything. And look, and I didn't take the $20 to gamble. And once my little $20 was gone, I'm like, well, that's it. I done got my money's worth. And everybody else was pretty much gamblers. I used to just go just to be doing something, just to have, you know, some fun, getting out of Dallas for a day. So that was fun to me because I'm like, well, $20, that ain't bad at all. You know,
and a great buffet.
Yeah,
and a little entertainment.
Yeah, I didn't mind losing the $20. I'm like, shoot, much fun as I'm having with the free food and the free drinks. And I didn't have to drive back.
And I look at casinos as like Disney World for adults.
Yeah.
That's something about casinos. They're just so much fun for adults.
Mm-hmm. It was more fun for me when you actually put coins in the slot machine and you pull that lever or that arm. That was what I preferred, actually.
Right.
Was pulling the arm on the slot machines. But now just sitting there punching buttons, it's okay, you know, with lighting up and the doors and all. But, honey, it wasn't nothing like when you had a thing full of quarters to come down or either dollars. What do you call them? Silver dollars. Because I got a silver dollar that I had gotten in one of the slot machines in Las Vegas in 1972.
Wow.
So I hung on to it, That was the only one that I hung on to.
That should be good luck. And I thought, not to be superstitious, but that should be good luck. You should put it in your wallet tomorrow when you go to Windstar for good luck.
Okay, I will definitely do that. I'll try.
Oh my God. What if that really does cause you to win? You know, just that manifest, that money to come. Ooh. That's a good idea. Definitely do it. I was joking at first, but then when you said okay, and I'm thinking, definitely do it.
Yeah, I will get my silver dollar, my lucky silver dollar, put it in my billfold.
It sounds like it's a lucky silver dollar. Ooh, you might need a big.
I hope.
So it's her birthday today. So it's her birthday today. Yeah.
Yeah, she turned 74 today.
Oh, and she's ready.
Oh, yeah. And she took us, we talked about two sisters who live here in Dallas.
Is she the one that went to Louisiana for Father's Day?
No, Who went to Louisiana for no, that was Priscilla.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, but now Laverne was talking about she be hurting so bad. She has aches and pains in her hips and her back. And she said her two sisters live here, and her sisters go to, like, sales and what do you call them, yard sales or whatever. And she said, she told her sisters, look, if you ever see a walker or a wheelchair, she said, pick up one, I'll pay you.
I guess you wonder who's gonna wheel her around, because you sure not gonna roll her around. She better exercise,
Well, because I told her how I'd be parking a long way from the store, and she said she can't. Cause she said she, and I told her it was probably because she sits too much. I don't know, because I mean, you might feel in your mind like you're 35. I don't even think I feel 35 in my mind. And normally my body doesn't hurt.
You look like you're in your 30s.
If I take a couple of ibuprofen, whatever kind of pain I have, it goes away.
Aspirin or ibuprofen. I don't take any meds or anything, and I try not to take Aspirin, but I'm like you. I'll take an Aspirin or ibuprofen or something for like a back pain or something.
Yeah, I was going to say a pain would just shoot out from nowhere. You don't know, like, what in the world?
And you're right. I'm working on getting back in shape and top shape and flexibility and mobility. So just tell Laverne to just take it. Just do a little bit more each day to increase her mobility. Because want to get stiff.
You've got to be pain-free in order to move. You know, you can't move if you're
right.
Hurting. Couple of nights here.
And that stiffness, coming from somebody in her 50s, that stiffness is worse than pain. Oh, so tell her to increase her mobility, that tightness, you know, that stiffness. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, a couple of nights, honey, I couldn't even go to the bathroom. It was hell getting out of my bed just to go to the bathroom. And I was like, Lord, I couldn't get up from the commode. It was horrible. And I had taken some ibuprofen to kill the pain. And then so I said, well, it must be past the expiration date, because they say you can keep stuff sometimes up to 2 years past the expiration date.
Oh.
But I looked at some expiration dates, Beth, and some was from 2016. I said, well, that must have been what I took. So I threw that away, and I think I had something that expired in 2019. Because what I do is when I'm in the dollar store or 99-cent store or something, I usually just pick up some Aleve, some ibuprofen, aspirin. And when I would be in Walmart, I'd get aspirin or something. And I think I had just bought too much of it.
My sister found a really good item at Walmart called Janus or something like that. Have you ever heard of that? I think she found that at Walmart. And it is amazing.
How do you spell it?
It's like Janese. They're blue. And I think the bottle is like white
pain.
And pink. Fit for pain.
And it's for pain.
So,
It's
at Walmart. I need to ask her exactly. But it's spelled like that. It's like Janice, something like that. Because I've been intending to go on their site when I'm on their site and search it. But she said it costs like $8 or $9, and it's a big bottle, and they're like really good.
To get rid of pain, honey, it's worth
it. And I'm like over the counter.
And I thought about what Aunt Mildred said one time when she had the real bad gout pain, and she said if she had one of them little chainsaws, that she would have cut her foot off.
Oh no!
And I was feeling the other night. I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I got that chainsaw.
Have you told her about it? It must be gout.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, I'm glad you have some cherry juice. So drink up on your cherry juice tonight. your cranberry juice. Your cranberry juice, black cherry?
Yeah, black
cherry.
Okay, I will definitely get some cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully your cherry juice will work, too. It should.
Okay. Yeah, because, I didn't even want to talk on the phone. I was just pitiful. And I was just
praying. Yeah, I seen your message. I was like, wow. I had done the morning show, though. And then this morning we was on prayer line. And right when I was waiting for my turn for prayer request, I got your text. So I'm like, that's confirmation. Go ahead and request. No. Wow. And then, like, the swelling, but then the pain, you said it hurt so bad. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I've been putting the pressure on my left foot, and I still can't get a shoe on comfortably. And I was wondering, well, how am I going to get to the casino? I guess I'm going to have to wear my house shoes, but I have some thong shoes that I had bought years and years ago, and I stopped wearing them because they were too big. And years ago, I had surgery on my right foot to have a bunion removed, and the doctor I wasn't satisfied with the way the surgery turned out because my big toe and my toe that's to it are too far apart. And so I just wearing my flip-flop type shoes. They're bass thongs, but anyway, they just weren't comfortable at all. But, honey, when that and the swelling came, I was like, let me see if I can find my phone flip-flops. And I did. That was the only thing I could wear. Because I couldn't get my shoes on. And, I mean, the swelling even came up around my ankle. It was hard. So, anyway, I appreciate y'all's prayers and pray for our safety tomorrow going to from the casino and to be in complete safety while we're up there.
And with the first weekend of summer, it should be fun. First weekend of summer, it should be fun. Probably a lot of people there, too.
Yeah, honey, it's always crowded. I don't think the casinos ever get empty unless it's maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. But them folks
Now, what are some of your favorite restaurants up there? What are some of the restaurants? Because I've never been to Winston, so I always wanted to go. What are some of your favorite restaurants there?
So we eat at different ones, but the last time we were there, we ate at a place called, I think it was Chips and Ale. It's an English-type restaurant, and they have... fish and chips and different kind of English dishes, but it was very, very good because I got the codfish and fries. And Laverne's friend, she has a friend, Michelle, that goes with us from time to time. Michelle got a hamburger, which she said was pretty good. So I forget what other restaurants we ate at up there, but we've enjoyed the food at all of them.
Yeah, we're going to have to go to their website.
Huh?
I said I would visit the website and look at the restaurants there.
Yeah. Well, okay, cuz, it's getting time for the news, so I'm going to sign off. And are you on air tomorrow?
Sunday, but I was thinking about tomorrow doing a show about the sports and entertainment. But definitely Sunday. Can't wait to hear about your Winstar experience on Sunday. But I've thought about broadcasting a sports and entertainment broadcast at our usual time at 3 o'clock like we do on Sunday.
Okay.
Well, what time are you on traveling? You know, we usually off on Saturdays, but I've thought about doing like a sports for entertainment, with, you know, with all these summer tours and music dropping.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, so we'll be off tomorrow and Sunday. We'll think of something to talk about on Sunday.
Yeah, because we're usually off on Saturdays, but I had thought about doing something on tomorrow. Yeah, you know, we usually don't broadcast on Saturdays, but every other day. But it's the first weekend of summer. I'm excited about summer. And say like you're excited about summer, even though you don't too much care about it.
Oh, honey, I ain't excited about summer, not at all. I'm just glad to be blessed to be here. That's all. This hot weather ain't
right.
But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get my lucky silver dollar and watch the news. So
exactly. Me too.
Okay.
Me too. I'm
going to
cook me some salmon. Okay, I'm going to cook me some salmon.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Love you. I'm praying for you,
love
and
you
keep praying for me. Okay.
Okay. I'll the week.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
You're well.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.